from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's a disgusting way to do talk radio, isn't it?
Afternoons on the Score.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. We're at the wall.
Yeah, we are.
Marcus Cinema out here in Gurnee. It's the Elevated Sports Bar Experience TV on the side of the walls of an old theater. Still got the theater screen, the theater sound, the food and booze, Hard Knocks, us, prizes, Golden Tee.
Parkins and Spiegel and Tanny and Shane, put them up against the wall.
And this is a spot to come to. I mean, it's free to get in, right? So, I mean, people are here and they're coming and they're going and seeing Deadpool, Wolverine, or Twisters or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can just walk in here. This is it's like you walk into a sports bar.
Yeah, that's right. I walked in and I was like, do I need to show them my movie ticket? I don't have a movie ticket.
Not how it works.
You don't. You can just come on in here and
You'd walk into a sports bar.
Like you'd walk into a sports bar, because that's essentially where we are, but with all the comforts of a movie. It really is brilliant. Like, why is this not everywhere? Maybe it will be in terms of Marcus Cinemas moving forward. It's a very well-executed idea on their part.
It is. And, we got plenty of Caleb Williams hype and Hard Knocks tonight, and Chris Emma coming up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Chris Emma's got stuff from practice today. And so we can check in on what happened with the Bears in practice today. This stuff that's happening today will not be in Hard Knocks tonight. This is what, 2 weeks old? 3 weeks?
It usually is like a lagging like week or two.
At least a week.
Yeah, type of thing.
Turn around.
But I mean, for the lead up for this episode, there could be stuff from the off season,
for sure.
From contract signing, from Top Golf events or whatever.
Don't you think that'll be interesting, though, for us to sort of get inside the process a little bit? Because I've never had a Hard Knocks experience where I was also actually following every tidbit from every practice of every day.
Yeah, there's going to be that sort of... It's
like, that television, inside television timeline stuff.
Yeah, some of our takes might age really, really poorly. Like, it's not a big deal. And then you see them panicking inside. Like, ooh, I guess.
I think they're thinking. And then you find out a week later, oh, yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah, very, very
Danny,
wrong.
Danny, burn that. Burn that tape.
We've had some interesting, non-denial denials recently.
Pedro,
the Schrift Dog. We've had some odd ones recently where people are like, this never happened, but it happened. You're taking it out of context, but it's exactly what you said happened. And so those are always kind of funny, and we enjoy those. And now Jim Harbaugh is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, and he won a national title at his alma mater at Michigan.
Just last year.
Yeah, but he left Michigan amidst the sign-stealing scandal, and now the current coach has to face it. It's a little bit of a Pete Carroll, USC
exactly
type of situation.
Exactly what I was just thinking about. Pete Carroll ran from the burning wreckage of the USC recruitment scandal to Seattle for $7 million a year?
It was a big number. I'm not sure.
These guys, man, these college guys will find an exit plan that times out exquisitely.
Yes, it works out very well for Jim Harbaugh, but that does not mean that he will not be asked about it. But... tell me if you think this sounds like an apology.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's perfect.
Oh my God.
It's perfect.
That guy. He is an amazing wackadoodle.
Today,
but sometimes
I do not apologize.
Sometimes you do make a mistake. This is not one of those times, however.
He took me on a journey.
He really did. I was like, oh, man, he's going to do it. He's going to apologize. He's going to say that he was a part of it, but he's just happy to be in L.A., but he didn't.
And the context, because you set me up. I'm like, this is not an apology. Apology. So this is how I was raised, and I let my parents down. Like something right. like that might have happened, but it did not.
No, it did not.
Oh,
it's
God.
So good.
Such extra drama. And then throwing in that he's going to be attacking practice with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That part in the middle, though.
What a delightful weirdo that guy
it's
is.
So great. That part in the middle, though, where he's like, wow. It's like, but we're not always perfect. Like, that's the moment where he's like, you know, in the pursuit of winning, I compromised my efforts.
We're not always perfect, but this was not one of those times.
This was actually a time when I was perfect.
I totally was perfect.
As evidenced by our undefeated record that ended with a national championship.
Right. And then...
So we were perfect.
And then he goes on to possibly lie? I don't know. We're supposed to buy the plausible deniability that he knew nothing about this. And I don't know. I haven't dug into the facts behind the Michigan sign-stealing scandal.
Yeah.
Because it's not that relevant to what we do, and I also don't care that much.
Yeah, but the current coach...
Sharon Moore,
they said that he could be in trouble because he apparently deleted 52 text messages between him and the dude, the Connor Stallions character.
Those are just pics of Brett Favre wearing Crocs.
It was of the pole vaulter.
Oh.
It's confusing. But it's like... So, yeah, Sharon Moore deleted...
He might be in trouble.
Yeah, it feels like he might be in trouble.
But somehow, magically, Jim Harbaugh knew nothing of all that?
Yeah.
So you get... I need to go on the journey again.
Yeah,
Tyler, before we get to that nugget where he may or may not still be lying. Because that's incredible.
Yeah, let's hear the whole thing again, Tyler, please.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Wow.
This honestly might be like when Grody broke the Alex Cora news, and every time I hear the clip, there's something new that's my favorite. But today, I do not apologize. It's really a great line.
As if
today,
he decided on the fly.
I do not apologize.
Yeah.
So let's see. No, not today.
Today, I confess.
The senior audio producer's take on that is that he was on the fly deciding whether to apologize or not.
Danny mentioned it. He kind of led up to it. Like he pivoted further. He's like, you know what? You trip up, you stumble, you make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then in that moment, he's like, you know what? Nah.
Nah.
Actually, it's been working for me. He realized the deny thing has been working. Plus, I don't work there anymore. I think I'm still good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my gut reaction is that he's still lying right there.
Oh, really? A football coach is lying? No way.
God. What a delightful weirdo.
Today is not that day.
I didn't want him as Bears coach, and
I did.
I know you did, and I know Burnsy did, and it's like he's
just
good.
Because you know he wins everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I did notice that he seems to win absolutely everywhere.
That was the real reason that I like him.
But we're deriving as much pleasure and intrigue from Eberflus as we would be from Harbaugh.
Well, not without all the winning, though.
Well. That could eventually get in the way. But think about how much content and enjoyment we're getting out of Eberflus. Maybe it's just us. Maybe we just enjoy stuff. Is that what it is?
Well, no.
Because they're awfully
different.
Don't
you put that on me. I don't want to be seen as one of those enjoyers. I don't think that we're getting as much content out of Eberflus as we would be getting out of Jim Harbaugh, Bears head coach. I reject that premise. I don't think that Harbaugh is a gift to the content gods. And if he was here, and we were listening to 12. Imagine if Tanny got 15 minutes of Jim Harbaugh Bears audio a day. We would be killing Wojo.
That's right. Yeah.
it would just be a tour de force of 20 shares.
Tanny would be accomplishing nothing else. Just be hanging around.
Just be like, wait a minute.
Guys, I only listen to Harbaugh twice.
I would attack my workday with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, it wouldn't even be a fair fight. You give us 15 minutes of Bears Harbaugh content today.
I'd love to see those meetings in the conference rooms at Wojo as they talked about the ratings.
Can we translate this into Spanish? What's going on? Cómo se dice attack the day? It's just ridiculous.
How do you say enthusiasm unknown to mankind in Spanish?
Who's got it better than us? It's just so ridiculous. Oh, God.
Thank you very much. Attack the day is atacar el día.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much,
Shane. Definitely could have gotten that. And
Google Translate. It's incredible.
El Niño. Spanish for the Niño. We've got to add that to our lexicon.
I think so.
Of non-denial.
I think so.
Denials, non-apology apologies from Jim Harbaugh. And yeah, he'll probably win, right?
I think he'll probably win because I think they'll be fine. Yeah. He's got a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got a really good quarterback, and he's got Greg Roman there, who's his partner in crime, and they're going to, when I say partner in crime, I don't mean sign stealing, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it could very well be.
But it's so funny. If he was thinking about it on the fly, he's like,
Yeah.
This contract's guaranteed. Why do I need to apologize?
Back to my bulging Olympic notebook. Do you realize there was a women's soccer sign-stealing scandal all throughout the early stages of this Olympics where the Canadian women's soccer team was flying drones? They were flying drones over other teams' practices.
The sign was just, kick it.
You should go that way.
Yeah. Just trying to figure out what they were doing. But, why do teams in all of these sports still do that? It's like... Did Spygate and the Patriots thing teach people nothing? You get caught doing this.
Oh, hold on. It's the Olympics. Everybody's cheating.
I don't know if that's the case.
Oh.
Danny, you're bursting my Olympic bubble.
You watch the Olympics.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
Well, the French women do not.
That's all they do.
Canadian women, I should say.
Cheat during the Olympics.
I can't speak for the French women.
Texter posits that Harbaugh moment is Jordan Belfort in Wolf of Wall Street. You know what? I'm not going anywhere.
Deciding on the fly.
Stratton Oakmont. It's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, there you go.
They're going to have to drag me out of here. It's perfect. Harbaugh.
Amazing.
All right. So cheating at the Olympics is the first you've heard of it.
Yeah.
And it came in Canadian women's
soccer. Didn't realize
it
ever happened.
Yeah. Russian doping, man. You should look into it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And Ben Johnson. Remember when Ben Johnson won the 100 and his eyes were yellow? And then it came out. Oh, he's on steroids. Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's surprising.
No way. That was crazy.
Right.
I had no idea.
Judges that have been bought and paid for and the entire thing.
Yeah.
We got a Bears report coming up in 20 minutes. We will make some predictions and maybe some gambling on the Hard Knocks episode tonight, as inspired by the terrific Bernstein and Holmes bingo board. Next on the Score.
Today, I do not apologize.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's a disgusting way to do talk radio, isn't it?
Afternoons on the Score.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. We're at the wall.
Yeah, we are.
Marcus Cinema out here in Gurnee. It's the elevated sports bar experience. TV on the side of the walls of an old theater. Still got the theater screen, the theater sound, but food and booze. Hard Knocks, Us, Prizes, Golden Tee.
Parkins and Spiegel and Tanny and Shane, put them up against the wall.
And this is a spot to come to. I mean, it's free to get in, right? So, I mean, people are here and they're coming and they're going and seeing Deadpool, Wolverine, or Twisters or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can just walk in here. This is it's like you walk into a sports bar.
Yeah, that's right. I walked in and I was like, do I need to show them my movie ticket? I don't have a movie ticket.
Not how it works.
You don't. You can just come on in here and... you'd
walk into a sports bar.
Like you'd walk into a sports bar, because that's essentially where we are, but with all the comforts of a movie. It really is brilliant. Like, why is this not everywhere? Maybe it will be in terms of Marcus Cinemas moving forward. It's a very well-executed idea on their part.
It is. And, you know, there's we got plenty of Caleb Williams hype and Hard Knocks tonight, and Chris Emma coming up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Chris Emma's got stuff from practice today. And so we can check in on what happened with the Bears in practice today. This stuff that's happening today will not be in Hard Knocks tonight. This is what, 2 weeks old? 3 weeks?
It usually is like a lagging like week or two.
At least a week.
Yeah, type of thing.
Turn around.
But I mean, for the lead up for this episode, there could be stuff from the off season,
for sure.
From contract signing, from top golf events or whatever.
Don't you think that'll be interesting, though, for us to sort of get inside the process a little bit? Because I've never had a Hard Knocks experience where I was also actually following every tidbit from every practice of every day.
Yeah, there's going to be that sort of...
That television, inside television timeline stuff.
Yeah, some of our takes might age really, really poorly. We're like, it's not a big deal, and then you see them panicking inside. Like, ooh, I guess.
I think they're thinking, and then you find out a week later. Oh yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah, very, very.
Danny,
wrong.
Burn that tape.
We've had some interesting, non-denial denials recently.
Pedro,
the Shrift Dog. We've had some odd ones recently where people are like, this never happened, but it happened. You're taking it out of context, but it's exactly what you said happened. And so those are always kind of funny, and we enjoy those. And now Jim Harbaugh is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, and he won a national title at his alma mater at Michigan.
Just last year.
Yeah, but he left Michigan amidst the sign-stealing scandal, and now the current coach has to face it. It's a little bit of a Pete Carroll USC
exactly type
of situation.
Exactly what I was just thinking about. Pete Carroll ran from the burning wreckage of the USC recruitment scandal to Seattle for $7 million a year?
It was a big number. I'm not sure.
These guys, man, these college guys will find an exit plan that times out exquisitely.
Yes, it works out very well for Jim Harbaugh, but that does not mean that he will not be asked about it. But tell me if you think this sounds like an apology.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's perfect.
Oh my God.
It's perfect.
That guy. He is an amazing wackadoodle.
Today,
but sometimes
I do not apologize.
Sometimes you do make a mistake. This is not one of those times, however.
He took me on a journey.
He really did. I was like, oh, man, he's going to do it. He's going to apologize. He's going to say that he was a part of it, but he's just happy to be in L.A., but he didn't.
Wait, and the context, because you set me up. I'm like, this is not apology, apology. So this is how I was raised, and I let my parents down. Like something right. like that might have happened, but it did not.
No, it did not.
Oh,
it's
God.
So good.
Such extra drama. And then throwing in that he's going to be attacking practice with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That part in the middle, though.
What a delightful weirdo that guy
it's
is.
It's so great. That part in the middle, though, where he's like, it's like, but we're not always perfect. Like, that's the moment where he's like, you know, so, in the pursuit of winning, I compromised my efforts.
We're not always perfect, but this was not one of those times.
This was actually a time when I was perfect.
I totally was perfect.
As evidenced by our undefeated record that ended with a national championship.
Right. And then...
So we were perfect.
And then he goes on to possibly lie? I don't know. We're supposed to buy the plausible deniability that he knew nothing about this. And I don't know. I haven't dug into the facts behind the Michigan sign-stealing scandal.
Yeah.
Because it's not that relevant to what we do, and I also don't care that much.
Yeah, but the current coach...
Sharon Moore,
they said that he could be in trouble because he apparently deleted 52 text messages between him and the dude, the Connor Stallions character.
Those are just pics of Brett Favre wearing Crocs.
It was of the pole vaulter.
Oh.
It's confusing. But it's like... So, yeah, Sharon Moore deleted.
He might be in trouble.
Yeah, it feels like he might be in trouble.
But somehow magically Jim Harbaugh knew nothing of all that.
Yeah.
So you get... I need to go on the journey again.
Yeah,
Tyler, before we get to that nugget where he may or may not still be lying. Because that's incredible.
Yeah, let's hear the whole thing again, Tyler, please.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Wow.
This honestly might be like when Grody broke the Alex Cora news, and every time I hear the clip, there's something new that's my favorite. But today, I do not apologize. It's really a great line.
As if
today,
he decided on the fly.
I do not apologize.
Yeah.
So let's see. No, not today.
Today, I confess.
The senior audio producer's take on that is that he was on the fly deciding whether to apologize or not.
Danny mentioned it. He kind of led up to it. Like he pivoted further. He's like, you know what? You trip up, you stumble, you make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then in that moment, he's like, you know what? Nah.
Nah.
Actually, it's been working for me. He realized the deny thing has been working. Plus, I don't work there anymore. I think I'm still good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my gut reaction is that he's still lying right there.
Oh, really? A football coach is lying? No way.
God. What a delightful weirdo.
Today is not that day.
I didn't want him as Bears coach, and
I did.
I know you did, and I know Burnsy did, and it's like he's
just
good.
Just because, you know, he wins everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I did notice that. He seems to win absolutely everywhere.
That was the real reason that I liked
it. But we're deriving as much pleasure and intrigue from Eberflus as we would be from Harbaugh.
Well, not without all the winning, though.
Well... That could eventually get in the way. But think about how much content and enjoyment we're getting out of Eberflus. Maybe it's just us. Maybe we just enjoy stuff. Is that what it is?
Well, no.
Because they're awfully
different.
Don't
you put that on me. I don't want to be seen as one of those enjoyers. I don't think that we're getting as much content out of Eberflus as we would be getting out of Jim Harbaugh, Bears head coach. I reject that premise. I don't think that Harbaugh is a gift to the content gods. And if he was here, and we were listening to 12. Imagine if Tanny got 15 minutes of Jim Harbaugh Bears audio a day. We would be killing Wojo.
That's right. Yeah.
it would just be a tour de force of 20 shares.
Tanny would be accomplishing nothing else. He'd just be hanging around.
Just be like, wait a minute.
Guys, I only listen to Harbaugh twice.
I would attack my workday with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, it wouldn't even be a fair fight. I mean, you give us 15 minutes of Bears Harbaugh content
God,
a day.
I'd love to see those meetings people in the conference rooms at Wojo as they talked about the ratings.
Can we translate this into Spanish? What's going on? Cole said, these say attack the day. Like it's just ridiculous.
How do you say enthusiasm unknown to mankind in Spanish?
Who's got it better than us? It's just so ridiculous. Like, oh, God.
Thank you very much. Attack the day is atacar el día.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much,
Shane. Could have gotten that.
Google Translate. It's incredible.
El Nino Spanish. For the Nino. We got to add that to our lexicon.
I think
of non-denial.
I think so.
Denials, non-apology apologies from Jim Harbaugh. And yeah, he's going to, he'll probably win, right?
I think he'll probably win
because he's.
I think they'll be fine. Yeah, he's got a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got a really good quarterback, and he's got Greg Roman there, who's his partner in crime, and they're going to, you know, when I say partner in crime, I don't mean sign stealing, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it could very well be.
But it's so funny. Like, if he was thinking about it on the fly, he's like, eh.
Yeah.
This contract's guaranteed. Why do I need to apologize?
Back to my bulging Olympic notebook. Do you realize there was a women's soccer sign-stealing scandal all throughout the early stages of this Olympics where the Canadian women's soccer team was flying drones? They were flying drones over other teams' practices.
The sign was just, kick it.
Yeah. You should go that way.
Yeah. Just trying to figure out what they were doing. But, like, why do teams in all of these sports still do that? It's like... Did Spygate and the Patriots thing teach people nothing? You get caught doing this.
Oh, hold on. It's the Olympics. Everybody's cheating.
I don't know if that's the case.
Oh.
Danny, you're bursting my Olympic bubble.
I mean, you watch the Olympics.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
Well, the French women do not.
That's all they do.
Canadian women, I should say.
Cheat during the Olympics.
Can't speak for the French women.
Texter posits that Harbaugh moment is Jordan Belfort in Wolf of Wall Street. You know what? I'm not going anywhere.
I'm deciding on the fly.
Stratton Oakmont. It's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, there you go.
They're going to have to drag me out of here. It's perfect. Harbaugh.
Oh, amazing.
All right. So cheating at the Olympics is the first you've heard of it.
Yeah.
And it came in Canadian women's
Didn't realize
soccer.
It ever happened.
Yeah. Russian doping, man. You should look into it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And Ben Johnson. Remember when Ben Johnson won the 100 and his eyes were yellow? And then it came out. Oh, he's on steroids. Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's surprising.
No way. That was crazy.
Right.
I had no idea.
Judges that have been bought and paid for and the entire thing.
Yeah.
We got a Bears report coming up in 20 minutes. We will make some predictions and maybe some gambling on the Hard Knocks episode tonight is inspired by the terrific Bernstein and Holmes bingo board next on The Score.
Today, I do not apologize.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.